The musical Book of Mormon opens at the Capitol Theater Tuesday, just two blocks from the headquarters of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. KUER's Andrea Smartin reports that there is a wide range of feelings about the show here, even within a single family.
Hello, my name is Elder Price, and I would like to share with you the most amazing book.
25-year-old Holly Ammon of Bountiful was born and raised in the LDS Church. She says this song from the Book of Mormon reminds her of the missionaries she's known.
It has so many awesome parts. You simply won't.
They've got this peppiness about them that is so funny. It's like, what are you so enthusiastic about, you know? And they totally captured it.
Ammon has since left the church, and she thinks the musical holds a particular appeal for Utahns like herself.
Here, people do take it so seriously that are members of the church, and so for the rest of us to be able to, you know, sit back and laugh and say, even though we're part of this culture, we're not truly a part of the center of it.
Ammon says she knows some Mormons will see the show, but her parents would not approve.
For them to hear that I'm attending something that makes fun of their core belief system, I think that that is hurtful for them.
An LDS church spokesperson said they had nothing new to say about the show, but confirmed they have purchased advertising space in the playbill promoting the actual Book of Mormon. The Tony Award-winning musical will run for 2 weeks. It's sold out, but there is a lottery for a limited number of tickets. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.